You should own it. You're the hero of someone. Dave, before you go, can you show everyone what you brought, what you're using? I'm so excited by this. I think it's so cool.
This?
Yeah. Show us.
This whole thing?
This whole thing? Yeah. Yeah. Good morning. There's a story of a wise old sage who was wandering through the countryside, and one day as he passed a village, a woman came out to him, and she's telling him about this sick child, and she just beseeches him, she just begs him, please, 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 come, you must come and help this child. So the sage, he does. He goes to the village, and a crowd gathers around him because, you know, they don't usually see sages come into the village. And pretty soon a woman brings out the sick child to him, and he says a prayer. And then from the crowd, someone says, hey, do you really think your prayer will help her when medicine has failed? And the sage turns to the man, and he says, you know nothing of such things. You are a stupid fool. A little harsh. And the man becomes very angry with these words, and he gets really hot, and his face turns red, and he's like going like this. Ah! And then the sage says to him, if one word has such power to make you so angry and so hot, may not another word have the power to heal? And in this way, the sage healed two people that day. And he might be called a hero. A hero is a person noted for feats of courage or nobility of purpose, especially one who has risked or sacrificed his or her life. Now, he met all of those qualifications. Consider a hero or a shiro, if you like to say it that way, or a heroine, if you like to say it that way, is a person who understands the power and uses it well. Uses it for good. The science of mind is a study of the power and how we relate to it. Ernest Holmes wrote and talked about how he understood and experienced it. And we benefit from his thoughtful, his intuitive, personal quest to understand it, the capital I-T, it, in a greater way. He might be a hero to some of us. He wrote many things. One thing he wrote is, gravitational force will hold a peanut on the piano or the Empire State Building in place. It doesn't know anything about big or little or easy or hard. And you and I are surrounded by a presence which is God the Spirit and a power which is God the Law. And these are the two great realities. The presence we may talk to. Thank you, Betty, for your prayer. And it will answer. There is a communion. The power is like every other law in the universe. It obeys. It follows our word. It does unto us as we believe. And we cannot stop there, can we? It's essential that we accept that there is always more for us to understand about this power. The more we understand it, the more we accept it, the more we experience it, the more we believe it, the more we play with it, the more we share it, the more we understand it, and it just continues on and on and on. When we think that we've come to the resting place and we know all that there is to know, what do you think happens? Well, life happens, and it gives us another opportunity to say, oh, huh, not, oh, I was wrong, oh, I have a greater understanding. Not, oh, they were wrong. Oh, how am I learning from this? I'm understanding the power in greater and greater ways. Life reveals itself to us. And it might be considered heroic to look at our own lives and see what is being reflected back to us. That is a reoccurring theme in this teaching, isn't it? To look at our own lives and see how life is reflecting back to us. And in teaching what he understood about this power, Ernest Holmes said over and over and over again in many different ways, we can use that power in its greater sense only as we use it in love in givingness, in peace, in joy, and only as we use it constructively. He gives us the roadmap. There is a power for good greater than us, and we can use it. But he reminds us to use it for good. And we hear about individuals all the time who are doing good in the world, don't we? Mm-hmm. Anybody hear about anyone? Ever? Once? A few. Yes. Fred and I were watching the news, and we heard about some people doing some good. You can watch the news and hear about good, y'all. So it was Steve Hartman. He was sharing about a fifth grade class in Minnesota. Did you hear about this? These kids, these fifth graders, raised over $300,000 for adaptive playground equipment so that all of the kids at their school could enjoy recess time. That's pretty impressive. They did it in the school year. It didn't take a long time. It didn't take decades. They saw a need, and they said, huh, why can't we do this? And then they did it. So Steve Hartman was interviewing the kids, and the first kids that he was interviewing were the kids that raised the money, and they were sharing their joy and their excitement to be part of something good, and one of the children said, I'm really happy on the inside and on the outside. And another one said, my smile is from ear to ear. And another one, a fifth grade boy, was brought to tears as he shared about his experience, and he said, I'm just really happy that we made it. And then Steve Hartman also interviewed the children that the playground equipment were for, and he noted that they seemed to appreciate the effort almost more than the result. And one child said, you know, the first time I set foot on this playground, I'm probably going to start crying from seeing all of the efforts the school has made for us. Heroic efforts. Efforts that are making a difference in others' lives. You know, we call them heroes and heroines. We call them angels and saints. And we often refer to them as those who have the power, or those who have been lucky, or those who have been given the breaks in life. And yet we all have access to the power. We all have access to the very thing itself that inspired any one of these people to do any one of the great things that they've done. And you know what? We're always all using this power, whether we are mindful of it or not. You know, consider, I invite us to consider it to be a great experiment, to be conscious of how the power is flowing in and through and as you. Are you using it, or is it using you? Is there an awareness of that distinction? Am I using the power, or is the power using me? Where does that blurry line change? Because when we're using it, it's using us. And when it's using us, we're using it. The sage, the mystic, the healer, the ones who do the remarkable things in life, maybe they use the power more skillfully, maybe they use it more intentionally. The way that my fresh approach to this idea is, there is a power for good greater than I am, and I can use it, and it uses me, and as I use it, and it uses me, I thrive. So every time we come back to the science of mind teaching, every time we come back to one of the principles, every time we come back to one of the ideas that's upon our heart, the one that's living here, the one for you that's living right here, and we can explore it, and we can look at it, and we can say, how is this shifting me? How is this changing me? How is this allowing me to be in life in a greater way? How am I being part of that good that's going on? Or where am I stopping? Where am I hesitating that I'm fearful to reveal myself? That I'm hesitant not to judge ourselves, but to realize that there is this opportunity to use and be used by this creative power that cannot and will not be denied. Many, 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 many years ago, I had this feeling. It was upon me. And I wrote this, and I said it all the time for years. And I've been reminded to bring it out and dust it off. A couple things I've brought out and dusted off this week. God bless my creativity. It's something I must share. That was a big thing for me. It's something I must share. A part of me has been set free. And it has been declared. I am the vessel for this good. And it is now realized. And love and trust light my way. It's this love and it's this trust that continue to light my way, that continue to allow me to stand up and to do the things that I do and allow that spirit to move through me. This is what each of us are doing all of the time. Sometimes it looks so simple. Sometimes it looks so graceful. And sometimes we stumble, and sometimes we fall, and sometimes we think, what the heck was I thinking? And yet, every time we return to it, and we say yes to it, and we let ourselves be lifted up again, and we keep on going, we are a hero to ourselves. We are allowing ourselves to be used by that Holy Spirit. Saying yes doesn't mean that the work is over, does it? That's when it begins. When we say yes to that call upon our heart, that's actually when it comes into play and we go, oh God, what did I do? And that's when we get to be a hero to ourselves and we get to be a hero to each other and we get to stand there and be the light for each other and we get to stand beside each other and remind each other that there's something good going on and that it's happening by means of us. My mentor likes to remind me that when you're going through the fire, you can race through it and you can get through it, but sometimes you're going to get into the middle of it and you're going to back off because it's just too hot. And she says, Patty, learn to walk into the fire and stand there. Not race through it and miss the opportunity, not retreat back and cower, but to stand in it. Well, sometimes I can do that, and sometimes I do. I retreat back, and sometimes I race through. My point is that we pay attention to it. Am I standing in the fire? Yeah. Is there a power for good that's using me? Oh, thank goodness there is, because that means I can use it. As soon as I become aware of it, as soon as I become aware that there is a power for good that's using me for good, and I believe it is, then I have this courage that happens, and I can use it. It's our individual understanding of this power, isn't it? It looks different for everyone, and yet we're all experiencing it in our individual ways. You know, if we could consider and be willing to consider that we are each using the same power, like Dave does on the drums and Hal does on the piano and Chris does on the bass, like Jesus did, like Gandhi, Martin Luther King, those well-known heroes. But there's heroes sitting right here beside us, and there's a hero in each of us. Again and again and again, I remind myself and I remind us to have the unmitigated courage to touch each other, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be generous, to be the light beneath our own feet and the light for those around us. And there is way more to being a hero than running into a burning building or saving someone. A hero is a fifth grader who looks around and sees his classmates and notices them and notices what might help them and what he could do to make a difference, and then he does it. There is a power for good, and it is being expressed by means of individuals, us. And when we understand it, we actually use it. There's a story, you're probably familiar with it, of a holy man having a conversation with the Lord. And he says, I'd like to know what heaven and hell are like. Can you tell me? And the Lord leads him to two doors, and he opens the first door, and the holy man looks in, and in the middle of the room is a large table, and it's filled with food. It's just overflowing with an abundance of food, and the people sitting, and it smells delicious, and the people are all sitting around, but they look famished. No, they're starving, and they're holding these great big long spoons and trying to feed themselves, and they can't. And the Lord says, that's hell. And he opens the other door. Same scene. Great big table, overflowing with food, people sitting around it. Difference is, those great big long spoons, they're using them to feed each other. Oh. Yeah. Never doubt for a moment that each of us is making a difference for someone else. Never doubt for a moment that abundance that surrounds us is for us. Yes, it is. It's for us. And each one of us can go and we can pick it up. But how many times have we tried to do it all ourselves? How many times have we thought, I got this. I don't need you. I got this. And yet, if we would just give God a chance to get involved, if we would just give Spirit and each other a chance to get involved, how much more fun would it be? How much easier would it be? How much more graceful would it be? So many times we think that you know, because we know about this power and because we're familiar with it and because we know my word is the power, I got it, I got this going on, that we think that that's it. But if we limit ourselves to that, then we limit life. And so we want to remember that, yes, there is this great power for good, and yes, we get to use it, and let me be used by it. Let me reach out and help someone. Let me be helped by someone. Is there hesitancy to be used in some of us? Is there a stigma to be used? There is, isn't there? There is. I don't want to be used by anyone. I don't want to be using anyone. We just need to relax a little bit. There's all sorts of evidence and reasons why it's true. We don't want to be users. And we don't want to be used. And yet, when we understand the potential of this power, when we understand that at some point what we know, and it is time to share it in the world, then we use. We use what we know. And we are used by each other. So the question we often ask ourselves is how to share this good. It's such a great question, isn't it? It's a question that must linger in each and every one of us at some level. How do I let this good be made known by means of me? What's mine to give? How do I get to be part of this good that's going on in the world? And, it's a secret, isn't it? It has to do with us being us. You know, there's this saying that's very popular these days, you know, if you can't find your hero out there, be your own hero. Be your own shero, and I think it really is true. For years, we have looked out here to be inspired, and for years we've been told to look in here to be inspired. And it's not an either or; it's a both and, isn't it? I am you, and you are me, and we are one. The power for good is moving through us all of the time. We express it in our words and our actions, and sometimes we are mindful of it, and other times we are not. It's good to have reminders for those days that we forget. And I actually have a reminder for each of you. I might need some help. Isabel and Camille, would you help me, please? Say yes. Be used for good. Come on. I have to step down for a moment. Come on, girls. Come and be used for good. All right. Here's what I want you to do. Make your way around. Pass these out. Keep one for you. Oh, and give one to me too, please. Okay, so there's this story. You're probably all familiar with it. There's this story of this man who's walking down the beach. He's walking along, he's enjoying being outside, and he sees another person. That person is outside, and that person is chucking things into the water. You guys familiar with this story? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the old man comes upon this younger person, and he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And the young man says, "Well, I'm throwing starfish into the ocean." "Why?" "Well, why? Why? Because the sun is coming out, and the starfish are out here on the beach, and we need to get them back into the water. We need to return them into the water. If I don't, they'll die." And the old man says to the young man, you remember what he says? He says, "But son, there's miles of beach, and there's hundreds of starfish. You can't make a difference here." And the kid, he picks it up, and he chucks it into the ocean. He returns it, and he says, "I did for that one." You know, we always let the story end there, but what if we take the story a little bit further? Because it doesn't end there. At that point, that old man, he has a choice, doesn't he? He has a choice to carry on walking down, shaking his head. "Yeah, that kid, he doesn't get it. He's not making a difference." Or he could be inspired in that moment. He actually might start picking up starfish too. He might start throwing them back into the water. He had a choice. Both are heroes. Both are returning something into life. Life is filled with the ideas that return us to our truth. And like a starfish to water, these ideas, quite often they renew our life. Every time we allow ourselves to take that divine idea that's been sitting over here on the shelf and it's just drying out, it's just drying out, and we look at it and we go, "Oh, there's no hope here." Every time we pick it up and we put it back in our heart and we linger on it and we affirm it and we say, "Oh, I see you. Oh, I hear you. Oh," we are returned to our truth. And we use that power for good. Every one of us have these ideas. There might not be hundreds of them on your heart. There might be one. There might be one idea on your heart. Let yourself love it. Let yourself take it. Be a hero to yourself and return it to the heart. The little starfish is yours. It's yours to remind yourself, or maybe you'll pass it on to someone else to remind them of the difference they've made for you, or of the faith and the trust and the hope that you see for them. This month, we're taking a fresh approach to this philosophy, this beautiful teaching, this way of living that is the science of mind. Our invitation is to be our own hero, to see further than before, feel deeper than we thought possible, and embody more completely the power for good that we are using, knowing that it is using us. So I invite you to let yourself know all that you know. Feel into each moment the essence of life that is expressing through you. Become familiar. Become familiar with what it feels like to use the power and to experience the power using you. You know, you are the heroes and the sheroes of the world. Every time you let your light shine, every time you witness the light of someone else and appreciate it and acknowledge it, you're being a hero to someone else. So, let your light shine. Yet let your love be known, and remember and live as if who you are makes a difference. Everything you desire to be is already who you are. Knowing that this is the truth of each and every one of us, I know that that divine presence speaks to us individually, personally, wonderfully. We hear it. We listen. We say yes. And it says yes. In gratitude and joy for this power that continues to reveal and lift and illuminate life, I give great thanks, and I let it be. And so it is. Thank you, everyone. Bringing back our band.